Christ, grace and peace to you from the risen Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father through the grace of the Holy Spirit among us. Amen. More than anything else during these days of staying at home, of social distancing and not having the chance to go out and do so many things in our communities, more than anything else, I've noticed that the people are out walking in their neighborhoods. I don't think my neighborhood is unique in that lots of individuals, but also couples and families have taken the opportunity to walk around the block or down to the park to toss a frisbee back and forth. I've even noticed what I can only assume are friends from different households walking 6 feet apart from one another, keeping that social distance, but availing themselves of one another's company. In fact, I want to give a shout out to a family from our own congregation. They posted pictures of themselves out for a walk, but not just a walk, also a mission to pick up whatever trash they found along the road, along the pathway and the sidewalks. They had the wagon with them and trash bags of which they said they ran out. What an awesome opportunity to get some exercise, to share a little family time, and also to care for our public spaces and the earth itself, too. But what delights me about seeing so many out for a simple walk is the fact that they are sharing the gift of community. Family, a couple, even friends, just out to get out of the house for a while. Many of us walk not because we need to get somewhere, but because it's an alternative to our usual mode of automobile transportation. Certainly, though, that's not the case for everyone in the world, even many in our own towns and cities. I still know people who don't own cars. They live in the city where they don't need one. I know people who have sold their cars and moved to a location where they can be close to work, shopping, and public transportation for those times when a long-distance trip is needed. For many in our world, walking isn't recreation. It's just part of everyday life. Even still, let us not forget the millions in our world for whom the need to walk is required. Required to have water for drinking, to have the supplies they need for the chores of the day, required to arrive at a job site so that they can earn enough money to buy bread for the day, required in order to go to school, an opportunity not available to parents and grandparents before them. In villages and cities around the world, people walk 10, 20, 40 kilometers a day, some of them, just to exist, just to see to the needs of the day. I've wondered about that as I, too, have been walking these last days, encouraged by my more fit and trim wife. We, too, have been among those who are giving the sidewalks in our neighborhood a good pounding. Now, like many of you, my wife and I are spending lots of time together, staying at home and such. And so we find that we don't have a lot to talk about, which is okay. We're comfortable just being together. As a result, as we walk, I think about all who are walking these days, walking for fun, for work, for daily needs. I think about the billions and billions who throughout the centuries have walked this earth. Why have they walked? What was their destination? And who did they encounter? One evening, long, long ago, two companions took a walk down a road from a place called Jerusalem to a village called Emmaus. They walked because that's how everyone got from place to place in those days, save perhaps the rich person who was able to own a horse or the ruler who rode in a chariot. These companions on this road to Emmaus were walking home, home because the holiday weekend, Passover, was over. home because they needed to get back to work, home because they had families who needed them to be there. But they walked home dejected and sad, because while they had been away from home, something amazing, something wonderful, something life-changing had almost occurred. Something had happened that had lifted their spirits beyond the hope of any previous Passover holiday. But then it had all come crashing down in a blaze of horror and grief. The one whom they had encountered, the one whom they had thought was to be the beginning of a new era in their world, this one, a Messiah, they thought, and his revolution of hope had been summarily squashed and defeated, literally killed and buried. Oh, they were idle tales, stuff that women had been blathering about, word of something of a resurrection. Nonsense, of course, just the dreams of those who couldn't get it through their heads that nothing ever was going to bring about a change to these lives of oppression, injustice, daily toil, and suffering. Home. Home was the direction in which they walked, these companions. They walked not for recreation, not for fun, not to get out of the house during a quarantine imposed by the government. They walked because there was nowhere else to go except back. Back to regular, normal life. And yet these two, these travelers walking home from their Passover weekend in Jerusalem, these friends who grieved and consoled one another as they walked, they did not walk alone. Now, as far as I'm aware, there were no social distancing rules in place in ancient Palestine during the early to mid first century, which is why I'm guessing this additional companion was able to sidle up next to our two sad disciples. Apparently, he didn't know anything about why they were so dejected. He didn't seem to know about this Jesus who had filled and lifted their hopes only to die at the hands of the dastardly Roman overlords. But they filled him in. They told him everything. And it was then that this mysterious companion turned to them and rebuked their bemoaning attitudes. He called the grief and the sorrow that they were expressing foolish as he recounted all of the stories and prophecies in Scripture that pointed to the rejection and suffering of the promised Messiah. The long walk home seemed to fly by as they listened, their hearts burning with renewed anticipation and recollection of what they might have misunderstood during the last few days in Jerusalem. And before they knew it, they arrived at their destination. They were at home at last, but they didn't want the journey to end, not the journey of their new friend's words of encouragement. So they invited him inside. He accepted, and they put before him bread and wine, as was only customary when a guest is one in one's home. And that's when it happened. He lifted the bread and blessed it. And he raised the cup as if to drink, but also to share. The journey for the disciples in that moment, the long walk home, became not a walk of necessity to get home, to get back to normal, but the beginning of a new journey of understanding. In their sorrow turned to joy as they realized the truth of the message that they had scoffed at only hours ago when it had been told to them by the women. So energizing was their excitement that even in the late hour, they retraced their steps and ran the 7 miles back up the road to Jerusalem to accost their friends, the other disciples, with this amazing news. They had seen him. They had been met on the road by none other than Jesus, who had revealed to them a truth beyond their wildest dreams. The truth being this, that in a way eerily similar to the way this mysterious traveler had walked up alongside those who were walking home, God in the resurrected Jesus travels our roads too. And Jesus meets us in the darkness of our sorrow and suffering, not just to compound our grief, to show us that out of brokenness, we are blessed to be a blessing. And as we drink the cup of sorrow, we share the new wine of life into a world that knows death only too much. Friends, we are walking this road to Emmaus still. We are companions, walking in our neighborhoods to our places of work and play, to the source of water that we might drink and wash during a pandemic, but beyond that, into all of the eras of our lives. As we walk, we celebrate, but also we grieve. And in our walking, Jesus meets us. Jesus meets us and opens to us all that the Scriptures have revealed, that God has never let us walk alone, that God has been our walking companion in good times and in bad, and that no matter what may come as we continue our journey home, God will walk with us until it is time for God to be the one to welcome us into the eternal home prepared for us, bread and wine and blessings forevermore. Amen.